Hello, this is Kenny Williamson, and welcome back to another episode of McKill's Deck Chronicles. Now, in case you don't know, this is one of our first videos that we've produced. We have generally been doing podcasts strictly for audio only. So what we've decided to do is try to branch out and do some podcasts with video. What we do here, we have a ministry called Truth Seekers Ministry, and our goal is to get the truth out there. That's exactly what we want to do, is we want to talk about the truth. Now, some of the things that we talk about are what you could consider fringe topics. Okay, so we have topics like Bigfoot, okay, UFOs, different paranormal activities, okay, stuff like that. Now, we're Christian-based, obviously, and we're King James Bible-believing Christians. And the reason we talk about some of these fringe topics is the simple fact of lots of people believe this stuff, and lots of people have seen this stuff or have experienced it. So what we want to do is try to tie in what people actually have seen and experienced to the Bible. Because I believe that the Bible is the, of course, one true word of God, and it tells you what's going to happen from the beginning all the way to the end. So when you talk to a person, especially a Christian, who says, you know, they wonder what's going to happen, and they wonder, you know, how the world's going to end, and if climate change and that kind of stuff is going to, you know, destroy the world. If they would refer to the Bible, most of their questions would be answered. See, because the Bible has it all laid out. There are many prophecies through Daniel and Revelation, you know, the book of Revelation that hasn't happened yet. And it tells you exactly what's going to happen. So we know what's going to happen. So we can kind of get an idea of what's happening right now based on what the Bible says. So when somebody talks about, you know, UFOs or Bigfoot or paranormal, you can equate that back to the Bible. For example, you know, in Genesis 6, it mentions giants, or other versions other than the King James Version calls them Nephilim. excuse me. And these Nephilim are known basically as men of renown. They are descendants of sons of God, which in the Old Testament, when it mentions the sons of God, it's referring to angels. And it goes on, and later on in different verses, like in Jude, for example, it mentions that these angels departed from their first estate, and they decided to do things they weren't supposed to be doing. So what's happened here is these angels were in heaven, and they looked down upon women made from men, okay, just regular women here on earth, and they left their estate. So they left heaven for their own lusts to come down here and mess around with human women. So the result of this, you know, connection between these fallen angels and women were the giants or the Nephilim. Okay. And basically, the Bible tells you that these things were in the world before the flood and after the flood. So my question is to you, of course, I think I know the answer. I mean, it's a theory. Okay. These giants were on the earth before the flood, and they were on the earth after the flood. Now, if everything else was destroyed in the flood, other than Noah and his family, where were these giants at to be able to survive the flood? Well, my theory is that these giants either went above the water to survive, or below the water to survive. And I believe that they were able to achieve this with technology that we don't understand today. I believe that these ancient people back there in the time of Noah, they're very smart, and they lived to be a very old age. Okay. They had way better mentality and brains than we'll ever have. So of course that's, you know, thinking that men are getting better over time is a lie. Okay. When our scientists, so-called scientists, okay, because they're not really scientists, most of them are fakes and frauds, but these biased so-called scientists, they will tell you that we evolved, started off as an explosion in space on a rock. It rained on the rock for millions of years. And after these rocks got wet for millions of years, you know, some sludge appeared or something. And somehow in this sludge, life emerged. You know, there's no proof. There was nobody there to witness any of this. And they can't, this kind of science, okay, can't be replicated. So obviously it's not science. It's just a guess. So they claim that from this, in millions and billions of years, man has evolved from nothing, literally nothing, to something. And so we evolved from a rock, started off with a wet rock, to, I don't know, I guess something swimming around, into eventually a fish. You know, I don't know, that nobody knows, because none of these creatures from point A to point B in between, none of these in between creatures called the missing link have ever been found. And the few missing links that have supposedly been found have turned out to be fakes and frauds, and they've been proven that. And of course, now your history book and your science books, they still have these same things in them. They never have changed them. Even though it's proven to be fake, the school still teaches it. Our government still teaches it. Why? Because they want you to believe that man is evolving and getting better. We're always getting better. But in reality, we're always getting worse. The Bible teaches that at one point we were high up, you know, we were right underneath the angels, and we could live for eternity, you know. And like Methuselah, even after sin entered the world, Methuselah lived to be 966 years old. So we're not doing that now. So we're getting worse and worse and worse and worse. Now, yes, we have some iPhones and we have computers and we have internet and all that. But that doesn't mean man is getting better just because we have some communications. In fact, with all of our advancements that we supposedly have, we can't even replicate or figure out how these ancient people did what they did. You know, we don't know how they built these temples like the ancient pyramid at Giza. They have no idea how they built that. They don't know really where they got all the stones. And then if they find a quarry where they got these stones from, there's no explanation of how they carved the stones and then got the stones from point A to point B. And so then they'll use the theory of, well, you know, they just tied a bunch of ropes onto it and had a million men pull it. The problem with some of these theories is you can't get enough people around an object that heavy in order to even move it. And we don't have equipment today with all of our wonderful advancements that we supposedly have. We don't have equipment today that can move these stones or even carve some of them to the precision that they're carved. They actually have found in some of these monuments, not just round holes bored through solid granite, but holes that kind of have a shape, you know, kind of like a flower, like little, and it's bored directly through granite all the way through. We don't have any such thing that can do anything like that today. And not only that, they can't find any marks on it to tell how it was even done. Where today, when we drill a hole, you can see the marks and everything from the bit, so they can say, oh, this was drilled. So anyway, you know, they've got stuff, had stuff going on back then that we do not have today. And then on top of that, your regular man, we're just talking about regular dudes here, okay? Can you imagine these fallen angels, the information that they had? These guys aren't idiots, okay? They were up in heaven talking to God. You know, I mean, they probably witnessed lots of this stuff being made, you know, creatures that they know the back end, how everything works. Now, they may not be able to control everything like God himself can, obviously, because they're not God. They're just a created being. But they've got some wisdom and knowledge far beyond what we can fathom. Okay. And, you know, most people that look into this, you know, probably agree there may be other dimensions other than the dimensions we're aware of. Obviously, these beings, these spiritual beings, are living somewhere, and they can either appear or disappear, or they can slip into another possible dimension where they can or can't be seen. See? And so maybe these beings were able to slip into another dimension. Maybe they were able to go above the water. Maybe they were able to go below the water. And if so, how did they do it? Well, possibly they used some type of a craft that they had developed, you know, and whether it's a craft like we need, because we're humans, they weren't humans. So, you know, I don't know what they came up with, but I do believe that the Bigfoots and all these cryptids that people see, I believe a lot of them really are seeing this stuff, but there's never any trace. They always either appear or disappear, and they're gone. So that sounds an awful lot like these Nephilim of the Bible. You know, they're appearing, they're disappearing. And the other thing is, these angels, these fallen angels, you know, are they still hanging around as well? Now, the Bible talks about a lot of them are going to be chained in hell waiting judgment. You know, so I don't know if they all are or some of them are. And even if all of the fallen angels that had done it, you know, previously are in chains now, either way, their offspring was still living on the earth way after the flood. So we had giants, you know, King David killed Goliath, who was a giant. He picked up 5 stones, the king, you know, future King David did, because Goliath has 4 brothers. Okay. Before Moses went into the land of Canaan over there, after they'd wandered in the wilderness, the spies, Noah's spies, went out there and checked it out and said, well, the land is full of giants. In fact, these giants were so big that it said, we look like grasshoppers compared to them, and they were scared to go in. Okay, and then later on in the Bible, we also talk about the king of Bashan, whose name was Og. And Og, it mentions that he was one of the last of that particular race of giants. So you take biblical references to giants, okay? And now King Og was supposedly based on the measurements, you know, he was probably 10, 12 feet tall. I mean, he wasn't like 30 feet tall, okay, but he was big. However, you know, that's a pretty big guy, but that, you know, you look at him and say, wow, that's a big dude. But you, as a normal 6 foot tall man, like me, I'm 6'2", I would not look like a grasshopper compared to a 10 foot man. I would look like maybe a child, but not a grasshopper. Okay. So maybe some of these giants they saw in the land of Canaan were absolutely humongous. And it talked about just basically, you know, I'd have to look up the verse for you, but getting ripped to shreds. And, you know, so I think there's a lot of cannibalism and stuff going on. It's no telling what these giants were doing over there. I'm sure they're going hog wild. Okay. So these giants are there. A grown man looks like a grasshopper. Okay. That's what the Bible says. Now we fast forward to where we're at today, and we look at some of these temples over there in like Peru or wherever they're at. I don't know exactly. I could look that up for you. But some of those have got steps, like stairways that go up into these things, into the mountains. And you've got pictures of grown men standing on the steps, and these steps are like 8 or 9 feet tall. And it's a staircase that goes all the way up the mountain. And it's like, okay, well, was it made decorative, you know? That's what they say. Well, they just built it for looks, you know, even though these stones are 40 tons and nobody can explain how they built it. Nobody knows why they would build it up in the middle of the mountains where nothing is. Nobody knows anything about it. You know, all these races of civilizations that supposedly built it have died off. There's no writings or anything that describes anything. So it's your best guess. You know, so they come up with these wild things that aliens came down and built it, or, you know, they built it for this, they built it for that, which is all just conjecture. They have no idea. But if there were giants, like the Bible says there were giants, and possibly huge giants at some point, maybe they built it. You know, wouldn't it be logical that since the Bible specifically says there were giants, And, you know, they're still possibly around, possibly. You know, maybe they built the stuff. You know, a pretty interesting question there, you know, and they have the technology from these fallen angels. So they've got technology beyond what we can even fathom. Okay. So, you know, they're not out there with a pick, you know, just picking at these rocks. There's some way they're making these rocks perfect. You know, these stones that fit together, like in the pyramid over there, the one pyramid of Giza, they say that the granite is so perfectly put together that you couldn't even slide a piece of paper in between the joints. There's no mortar, there's no cement holding anything, but the thing is still perfectly held together like after 3,000 or 4,000 years. You know, we can't even build, well, you see what we build, right? I mean, everything we build falls to junk in a few years. If you don't believe that, just go out here to the roads we live on. I mean, they can't build a road that even lasts a year without huge potholes forming in it. Where they have roads over there in Rome, the Romans built roads 3,000 or 4,000 years ago that are still there. Okay, so we're talking completely different kind of technology and everything is what it looks to me like. So you've got these weird creatures, Nephilim slash giants. We know that the Bible talks about these regular angels. They would come down quite often and talk to people in the Bible. I mean, they talked to David. They talked to, you know, there's a whole bunch of them. And these angels were very powerful. One of the angels, you know, came down and killed 185,000 men in one night of Assyrian soldiers. Okay, so these angels aren't a joke. Okay, now, most of these angels, or every one of the angels that it talks about that showed up, like they showed up to help Lot get out of the city. They picked him up and drug him out because he wouldn't leave. You know, all these different angels showed up, all just looked like young men, like let's say 33-year-old men. They didn't look anything outstanding. Most people in the beginning didn't even know they were angels. And the people that wanted Lot to bring these angels out so they could, you know, do their thing with them over there in Sodom and Gomorrah, their little gay things they're doing over there. They said, bring those men out. You know, they didn't even know they were angels. They had no idea. And the Bible goes on to say that you as a person now, you could be entertaining an angel unaware. So there's a chance you could be talking to an angel and you're not even aware of it, according to the Bible. So now, do these angels always look like 33-year-old men? You know, I don't know. Now, if they don't, if they go back into more of a spiritual form or something like that, that could be considered a shapeshifter. I mean, they're going from one shape into another shape. And so maybe that's how these fallen angels, you know, they obviously got with these women. They probably didn't show up as a, you know, weird looking freaky monster from outer space. They probably looked like pretty normal men. And what, you know, I don't know if they forced these women or enticed these women. Maybe the women did it, you know, because they wanted to. I don't know. But they probably looked like regular guys. Okay. And, but their offspring was half and half. And so these offspring were something way more than a human. And I think a lot of your Greek mythology pretty much covers that. It embodies it. So if you're thinking about in your mind, what could this possibly be? Well, the ancient Greeks came up with all their mythology, and they have all these different creatures. And most of their, you know, their gods that they worshipped, guess what they were? They were half and half. You can just get on and watch any of those old shows. You know, it talks about Zeus. You know, the god Zeus was half man, half god. You know, Hercules. And then not only that, they had other ones over there. And then they had half animal, half man, like, you know, a half horse body with a man, half bull and a man, or a man's body with a bull's head. And, you know, the centaur and a minotaur and a this and that. Well, maybe some of these fallen angels weren't just satisfied. You know, maybe they weren't satisfied with women. Maybe they messed around with animals as well. And so now you've got some weird animals. You've got some weird people running around. Okay. And the Greeks saw this stuff because it was running rampant back then. And so they worshiped these beings as gods. Okay, so that's where this, maybe some of this Greek mythology comes from, is it's actually real life things, okay, that was running around back then. So now you've got all this stuff. Now, I don't know, you know, if all these things, some of them died in the flood, some of them didn't, some, you know, but are these fallen angels still lurking around doing things today? And if so, maybe that's where we're getting some of these Bigfoot and alien stuff. And, you know, like I've said before, we have these aliens, some up here as little grays, as they call them, with the big eyes and the big heads. And then you've got the Nordics that look like, you know, 6 foot tall, blonde, blue eyes, really smart and always, you know, running around in a suit. And then you've got the lizard ones. Okay. And these ones that look like lizards, I forgot what they called them exactly. It's on the tip of my tongue. But anyway, they look like lizards. So now, can they shapeshift? Now, if they can shapeshift, maybe they're, you know, looking like a lizard one day, looking like a man the next day. Maybe they're looking like Bigfoot one day and then back to a man another day. Maybe they're slipping in and out of some kind of dimension we don't understand back into the spiritual realm if they're fallen angels. Now, if they're half and half, some kind of a weird hybrid made from half angel and half person, they probably can't slip in and out like that, I wouldn't think, because they've got a human or a body, literally. In that case, maybe they're using technology to hide, technology that they've had from times eons ago, from way back. You know, they've got the technology, because if you ever notice these UFOs that show up a lot, and I've looked over and read hundreds of the sightings, okay, and lots of them have the same things in common. Now, there's lots of fakes, there's lots of frauds, and of course, so you're going to get all that in there. But if you weed through everything and see the ones that reputable people said or hid and wouldn't tell, that actually have like radar contacts, that kind of stuff, lots of them, a lot of these UFOs, excuse me, they go straight for power. They end up over a power station. They end up dragging power, sucking power off a power line. They end up at a lake or the ocean with a pipe drawing water, something like that. Or they show up and they want to abduct you. And they show up and they want your cow or they want your daughter. And then what do? Well, they rip all the organs out of them, the eyes and all this stuff, and then throw the stuff back on the ground. So an angel would not need that stuff. You know, every angel in the Bible doesn't need your blood, doesn't need your cows, doesn't need water out of the lake, doesn't need electricity sucking it out of your, you know, off of your power poles and knocking the whole grid down. They don't need anything like that. So, you know, they can just pop back into heaven. You know, they're in a spiritual type body, in and out. They don't need anything we need. Okay. So why do these creatures in these ships need this stuff? Well, if these are hybrids, now this is my theory, okay? This is Kenny Williamson's theory. If these are hybrids and they're, you know, been around for years and they've got, you know, a lot of knowledge and brain, now they could build a craft like this, no problem, stuff we don't even understand. But, you know, they may still need certain things on this earth to supply that craft. Okay. It may not be, you know, it's not a craft from literally from outer space. It's from here. It's probably made out of stuff from here. Now it can do things our airplanes can't do, but it may still need either electricity or water or something. And apparently lots of these, when this stuff happens, you know, these sightings or whatever has happened, they claim there's a lot of radiation left behind. A lot of these different sightings involves high amounts of radiation. So possibly nuclear stuff we don't understand yet, or maybe some of us do understand it. Maybe scientists in the Pentagon understand it, but we'll never know that. So are these hybrids running around today? Are some of these possible, let's say, world leaders today, you know, that seem to be hell-bent on destroying the earth and destroying mankind with it? And it seems like everything they do is designed to kill. So they want, everything they do is geared towards depopulation. and ruining everything. And it makes you wonder why a man, a normal man, you know, who's a president or something here, why would they be so interested in destroying everything when they have to sit here and live in it too? You know, why do they want to block the sun when they're having to live under the sun? You know, why do they want to outlaw meat when, you know, are they not going to eat meat anymore? I mean, they don't want anything. Makes you wonder, maybe they don't have to live right in here with what we're doing because they can be up out of it or something. Maybe some of these, you know, people we're looking at aren't people at all. Maybe they're hybrids. Maybe we're talking to some kind of angel unaware, a fallen angel, you know, and these fallen angels and stuff, of course, who do you think they're answering to? It's not God. Okay, they're answering, I'm sure, to Satan. So, and if you ever have a question of like, you know, why is this stuff happening? Why do these big multi-billionaires and these new world orders and these organizations that are supposed to be helping us, why do they put out poison and want you to take it and then watch you die? You know, why does all these diseases show up and there's never a cure for anything and more people die? And, you know, all of a sudden a flood and a fire or something horrible happens when we know they've been talking about man making the weather for years. All the way back in Vietnam, they were talking about making it rain. So weather modification, and all of a sudden a hurricane shows up and kills you, or weather modification and all of a sudden a huge fire breaks out and burns everything or all the houses, but don't burn any of the trees. Makes you wonder how that happens, how you can look at a street, you know, a houses, and all the houses are gone, but all the trees are still there, that, you know, and buildings made out of steel and cars with the engines melted completely gone because of such a hot fire, but palm trees right next to it that didn't get a scratch, made out of wood. Makes you wonder how that stuff happens. So why are these people so hell-bent on depopulation? Well, my theory is one of two things. They're either not real people, they're hybrids or angels, fallen angels, and they're serving Satan, and that's what they're doing. Or they are men, just like me, and they're bought and paid for with money, okay? And so they're doing stuff, being promised fame and fortune and riches, and being told what to do. They're being controlled, okay? Obviously, they're puppets of some kind. They're being controlled by higher up. As higher up is Luciferian, okay? And the reason Satan wants to do that is because he doesn't want any people here. He hates humans, okay? Way back when in the Bible, you know, whenever God gave favor to man and offered man a salvation, you know, his own son, Jesus Christ, to come in and die for his sins. And the Bible also talks about how men eventually will judge angels. So angels are just a little higher up than us right now. But whenever you, if you're saved and you're a Christian, you go to heaven, you know, you're going to get a glorified body one of these days, and you're going to be above the angels. So you're going to be able to judge angels according to the Bible. So, and of course, and then on top of that, Satan knows God loves us and wants us to get to heaven. So his goal is to destroy us at all cost. The more that he can get sent to hell, you know, the more he can get back at God, because Satan wants to be God. He wants to put himself up on high. That's why he got kicked out of heaven, because he wanted to be God. Okay, so, and he is God of this earth right now. He's the God of the air. So he is running it down here, and we're down here. So there's no doubt as to why he wants rid of us. Okay, he wants us gone so he can take full control. That's just what it is. I mean, he's already got full control, but I mean, he wants us gone so he can basically get back at God and send as many of us to hell, which he knows is going to make God sad. Okay, and he wants to do that because he hates God too. So that's the world we're living in, and you know, there's a chance that, like the Bible says, you're entertaining angels unaware. Think about that. And these aliens and Bigfoots and stuff, I believe that they're nothing more than these hybrids or something like that, the Nephilim, the giants, whatever you want to call them. And they're slipping in and out of maybe another dimension. They're slipping in and out of something, or they have some way to cloak themselves somehow, some way. Because I don't believe Bigfoot, for example, is a living, breathing monster running around in the woods, because there's just, you know, I know people come up with these so-called footprints and stuff, and maybe these things are putting footprints out, but, you know, they can be there 1 second, gone the next. And that's the same way with a lot of these other creatures. They'll say, oh, I saw it, and then it was gone. No proof. I saw it, and it's gone. Well, a normal creature can't do that. Okay. A regular lion or anything else, they can't just disappear out of thin air. Okay. They can go hide, but you can always find them. So anyway, this is one of our first videos we're putting out here, trying to try something new here. So, thanks for tuning in, and, you know, I really appreciate it. And if you, like what you hear, please like and share it. Subscribe, like, share, subscribe. You can get in contact with us with truthseekers at truthseekers2012@gmail.com. And we have a website, of course, mckillsdeckchronicles.org, or it's easier to go to kennywilliamson.com. So I thank you for listening. I pray that you like and share it. And I hope that it helped you. If it did, God bless you. Thanks. Bye-bye.